Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s around 90. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies in the upper 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny. Again, isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the mid-80s with wind gusts as high as 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Chance of storms overnight with lows around 69 degrees. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Thursday. A civilian employee for the Barton County Sheriff's Office has been charged with rape. Barton County Attorney Levi Morris says 64-year-old Jimmy Hapes of Great Bend was charged yesterday after he turned himself in to county officials. Hapes is a civil process server for the Sheriff's Office. The office asked the KBI to help with the investigation after the rape was reported back on the 24th of June. The KBI said in a news release yesterday that the alleged rape occurred on June 7th. A KU football player is charged with two misdemeanors after his arrest at a Lawrence bar. The Lawrence Journal-World reports sophomore linebacker Thomas Patrick Barrett was charged this week with two counts of contributing to a child's misconduct. Barrett of Cleveland, Ohio, was arrested on the 31st of August at the Jayhawk Cafe. Two 17-year-old girls in the business were in possession of what was believed to be alcohol. Barrett's next court appearance is October 2nd. Mid-American at Work News. Construction contractors and landscapers, rent your way to greater profits with Bobcat equipment at White Star Machinery. From the heavy work right down to the fussy stuff, Bobcat loaders, excavators, and telescopics handle all the tough tasks. Lifting, digging, pushing, carrying, as well as the most precise applications like grading, leveling, and laying sod. Tough jobs demand tough equipment, so when you have a tough job to do, rent a Bobcat machine. Stop by your authorized Bobcat dealership, White Star Machinery, and check out the power lease and great new sales promotions on new Bobcat compact equipment. Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Tyson Foods says it could be months before they resume full production at their Holcomb plant just west of Garden City. A spokesman for the company told the Garden City Telegram that full production won't begin until after the calendar year on January 1st. Workers will still be paid their full weekly wages until that time. Tyson says it's committed to rebuilding at its Finney County plant, but until the plant gets back on its feet, area ranchers are having some concerns, specifically about where they'll send their cattle for slaughter. With fall all but upon us at K-State University.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A former employee has been accused of stealing from the Nebraska Education Department. Lancaster County Court records say 46-year-old Nicole Coffey is charged with felony theft. Her next court hearing is set for October 16th. Prosecutors say she used a state credit card for more than $33,000 in personal purchases while working as a state advisor for DECA, a student marketing organization. A state audit report also says she sought reimbursements totaling $9,250 for purchases made on that card. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln says one student has been diagnosed with the mumps and another student is showing symptoms of the contagious disease. The university says both students live off campus and are being isolated to try and prevent the disease from spreading. Mumps is highly contagious but typically preventable through vaccinations. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders, MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual 400-mile garage sale, the U.S. 36 Treasure Hunt, is slated this weekend. Shoppers converge for bargains as communities along and adjacent to Highway 36 host yard sales, tag sales, and garage sales. Posted dates are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but traffic among early birds will likely begin Thursday. Caution is urged for additional traffic. Members of the Federal Communications Commission, Consumer Affairs, and Outreach Division will visit Nebraska and Kansas, the fifth in a series of trips designed to build partnerships with local consumer groups and to hear directly from local consumers and community members. During travels to various cities and towns, the team will meet with community leaders and groups to share information and resources regarding telecommunication issues that affect their daily lives, including the latest telecom scams targeting consumers. Topics that will be discussed include robocalls, spoofing and other scam alerts, slamming, cramming, and other issues related to consumer phone bills, the broadcast television transition and how consumers may be affected, protecting mobile devices from loss or theft, and how to file complaints and comments with the FCC. A town hall meeting open to the public is planned in Beatrice Thursday evening, beginning at 5:30 at the public library. On Friday, meetings are planned with local leaders in Marysville and Seneca, but these are closed to the public. Again, a public meeting in Beatrice Thursday begins at 5:30 at the library. After nearly 6 months of flooding conditions affecting the Tuttle Creek Basin, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are stepping up release rates in efforts to bring levels down before winter. Brian Twombly with the Corps of Engineers was a guest on a recent public affairs program.
Currently, we are releasing 12,000 cubic feet per second from the reservoir, and the lake is dropping about half a foot per day. As we continue into the late summer and fall, we plan to continue releases around this level to allow the lake to continue to drop. We anticipate that'll take about 3 months to get all of this flood storage out in advance of winter conditions.
Twombly said timing the process is important.
When we get into ice conditions, we have a lot of issues with dropping the lake levels. There's problems with ice in the marinas and on the shorelines that when the ice drops, it'll cause a lot of damage. So we have to reduce our releases, allow the lake to be steady during the winter conditions. So with ice moving in, our intent is to get all of this flood storage out before any ice conditions would form.
Bottomland upstream continues to be affected by the lake levels. Release rates were slow for much of the summer after spring flooding due to high river levels downstream.
As we've been evaluating all the conditions both on the lake and in the downstream channel, the Kansas River and as well as the Missouri River, we've been looking at levee repairs and impacts from the past flooding. Our plan involves operating the lake for life and safety both on the lake and downstream. And this plan of a slow evacuation throughout the fall is what would work best for all conditions. We need to get that lake down before going into the spring next year, and so we have to have it before the winter starts. Also downstream, can't have a lot of water right now because of repairs they're making after the flooding as well. So this is a compromise between the two conditions.
Dolores Sophie Losey Cook, age 90 of Omaha, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the King of Kings Lutheran Church in Omaha. Interment Friday, 3:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery at Bremen. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 at the West Center Chapel in Omaha. Evie Hoffman, Dvorak Cutler Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Losey Cook.
Irene M. Ferking, age 85, of Summerfield, passed away September 8th. A celebration of life service is planned this Friday, September 20th, 11 a.m., at the First Lutheran Church in Summerfield. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Irene Ferking. The Reverend Charles Hansen, age 96, of Topeka, formerly the Axtell area, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church, rural Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 8 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for the Reverend Charles Hansen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chili, a cinnamon roll, celery and carrots, and pineapple rings. Tomorrow, tuna patties, cornbread, scalloped potatoes, peas, and a rosy applesauce. Check of the school and community calendar. Marysville High tennis team will host a meet this afternoon. Seventh grade volleyball teams at Manhattan. Cross country at Clay Center today. Eighth grade volleyball teams at Falls City. Junior high football team at Clay Center. 8th grade volleyball at Falls City, high school volleyball at Riley County, and 8th grade football at Clay Center. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Come help support the Washington County Tigers as they take on Valley Falls with the United Bank and Trust tailgate party Friday from 5 to 6:30 behind the grandstand. Enjoy free food and fun before the Tigers host the Dragons for homecoming. It's the United Bank and Trust free tailgate party this Friday in Washington.
The River Valley Extension District is seeking to hire a district extension agent for crop production. Candidates with a bachelor's degree and qualifying coursework, professional development, and experience relating to crop production must apply by September 23, 2019 and pass a background check. The position is located in our Concordia office. See www.ksre.ksu.edu for description and application. K-State Research and Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
The iconic name, restyled for luxurious comfort and enhanced to get you where you're going in any conditions.
Yeah, it's a Jeep.
During the Jeep Adventure Days at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice,
you can lease the all-new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4 for just $280 per month with a low down payment of just $280 to its signing.
Yeah, that's just $280 per month and $280 down on the all-new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4
plus $1,500 returning lease rebate.
Only during the Jeep Adventure Days at Twin Rivers, West Court Street, Beatrice, and online at twinriv.com.
MSRP 35440, 10,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, licensing, extra CD dealer for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we've had one low pressure system move through. We have another one across the central upper parts of the Rockies that will continue to push across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the United States. Pretty slow moving, so we are expected to see showers and thunderstorms as we head here through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. Some of that rain could be heavy at times. We're still going to see these warm temperatures, but finally we'll see a little bit cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Thursday, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s around 90. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. For tomorrow, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, highs the mid 80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, chance of storms overnight, 69. And Saturday and Sunday, we'll continue with a chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September, 80. Record high on this date, 101 in 1925. The average low, 55. The record low is 35, set in 1973. Sunset this evening, 7:25. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08. Partly cloudy again this morning, 70, with the light south wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of September. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
CJ Express is your back-to-school and tailgate headquarters. Sandwiches, chips, and drinks make lunchtime easy. And Bird Shack Chicken and Hunt Brothers Pizza for dinners on the go. If you're looking for a hot lunch, stop in for the beef and bean burrito. Football season brings the return of the spicy jalapeno popper bulldog pizza and the Chiefs game day special with 8 chicken tenders, 2 pizzas, and a 2-liter at CJ Express.
The Stros are playoff bound. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Houston Astros clinching a spot in October with a 3-2 win over the Rangers last night as Gerrit Cole tossed 8 dominant innings, allowing just 2 runs while striking out 10. Cole's 6th inning strikeout of Shin-Soo Chu was his 300th this season, making him just the 18th pitcher in baseball history to reach that mark. Meanwhile, Yasiel Puig was the hero as the Indians walked off the Tigers.
A swing and a long drive deep right field. Demerit back at the wall, off the wall. Base hit, game winner, and a walk-off celebration.
On WTAM, 2-1 the final in 10 innings. Cleveland trails the American League Central leading Twins by 4 games after Minnesota's 3-1 loss to the White Sox. And the Rays rallied off Kenley Jansen in the 9th before scoring 2 runs in the 11th to top the Dodgers in L.A. 8-7. The Brewers and Cubs are still tied for the 2nd National League wildcard spot after both teams lost Wednesday. Earlier yesterday, the Cardinals padded their division lead, scoring 5 runs off Max Scherzer in a 5-1 win over the Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton was back in the Yankees lineup and doubled in his first major league at-bat since June. But New York, which would have clinched the American League East with a win, fell to the Angels 3-2. CeCe Sabathia got the ball for the Yankees in what was likely the final regular season start at Yankee Stadium of his career. The Giants jumped on the Red Sox early as San Francisco skipper Bruce Bochy earned his 2,000th win as a manager.
There's a shot down the right field line toward the foul pole. And it hits the foul pole! Goodbye!
On KNBR, Stephen Vogt with a shot in the first, 11-3 the final, as Bochy becomes the 11th manager to reach 2,000 wins. NFL Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone says cornerback Jalen Ramsey, who's requested a trade from the team, will play tonight against the Titans. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Here, Bulldog football as Marysville travels to Concordia Friday, kickoff at 7, live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Bulldog football on air, online, and on our mobile app. Catch the area game of the week. Washington County at home against Valley Falls. Friday, kickoff at 7, live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the MidAmerica Ag Network. Well, as we take a peek here to start your Thursday, corn closes higher yesterday in help of short covering. Soybeans lower with limited weather worries. Wheat closes higher on increased international business. Cattle closes higher yesterday, as well as hogs, mostly in the green as well. That is where we will start. Lean hog futures settled 12.5 cents to $1.27 higher in most contracts yesterday, and the cash side of the business is still weak. The CME lean hog index was down another 99 cents at 57.49. The USDA pork carcass cutout value was down a dime on Wednesday afternoon. Noon at 68.11. The national average base hog value was down 29 cents at 44.80 yesterday. Estimated federally inspected hog slaughter was at 1.46 million head through Wednesday. That was well above the same week in 2018 and 6,000 head above last week. Live cattle futures posted 35 cent to $1.02 gains in most contracts yesterday. Feeder cattle futures were up a quarter to $1.25 on the day. The CME feeder cattle index was up 21 cents at 137.33. Wholesale box beef prices were lower yesterday afternoon with the choice select spread widening out to 26.27. Choice boxes were down $1.53 at 218.24, with select boxes down 194 at 191.97. USDA estimated the week-to-date federally inspected cattle slaughter at 351,000 head. That is down 1,000 head from the same week last year and 3,000 rise from the previous week. As we mentioned, corn closes higher yesterday with the help of short covering, but to start their morning fractionally lower, December corn is down a quarter cent at 371, down a half a cent for March at 382. Soybeans yesterday finished lower on limited weather worries. And to start today, November beans down a penny at 887 and three quarters. Soy meal is up 60 at 292.20, down 17 points for the oil complex for October at 29.70. And after closing higher yesterday, Kansas City wheat fractionally mixed through the front months. December wheat's at 410 and a quarter. That is up half a cent. Market information here on the MidAmerica Ag Network.
The design and performance of a Gleaner combine is like no other. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. A compact and efficient transverse rotor system delivers unmatched cleaning, great grain quality, and durability, and they've been made that way since 1980. So whether you get an older R62 or a newer S97, you'll be getting optimum harvesting performance. Season to season, field to field, and crop to crop. Now is the time to upgrade your operation with a pre-owned Gleaner combine. It's not too late to get 100% Gleaner performance for fall harvest season with a pre-owned Gleaner Combine from Schmidt & Sons. Until the end of September, you can get a great value with 0% for 24 months on select pre-owned Gleaner Combines. Contact us at Schmidt & Sons for our complete program details. We will also have you covered with parts and service on that Gleaner Combine, making the overall value even better. Call or come to Schmidt & Sons, 6 miles west of Andale, or in Winfield on the west side of town on Highway 160, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announcing Cullen Woodall serving as the group's new chief executive officer. He was named to the post after an extensive national search. He comes as vice president of government affairs, managing NCBA's efforts in D.C. for more than a decade. He first joined NCBA in 2004 and was instrumental in ensuring the interests of NCBA members in the beef community were well represented in D.C. Cattlemen President Jennifer Houston said Colin has served NCBA members for 15 years, and in that time, he's done a great deal for beef producers everywhere. Much of the work and many of the victories registered by NCBA in Washington, she says, are the result of his ability to build coalitions and bring people together. Ethan Lane, chosen to replace Woodall as Vice President of Government Affairs, most recently Lane Executive Director of the Public Lands Council and NCBA Federal Lands. Houston said Lane been a driving force in many of NCBA's most important policy wins. 44 members of Congress asking U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to restore trade concessions to India. They say the U.S. withdrawal of that trade privilege has led to retaliatory tariffs, which is hurting the U.S. ag industry. Back in June, the U.S. ended its preferential trade treatment for China. The Generalized System of Preference Program allowed India to send up to $5.6 billion worth of imports into the U.S. duty-free. Well, India retaliated with higher tariffs on 28 U.S. products like almonds, apples, and walnuts. In the letter from the U.S. lawmakers to Lighthizer, said a lot of American jobs are dependent on trade between India and the U.S. After President Trump decided to remove India from trade privileges, American and Indian trade negotiators met in July, but neither side made much progress, and other protectionist measures continue to be imposed on each side. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Let's talk some more about what to do in these waning days of summer in your farm garden after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
When we left him yesterday, Jim Fizell, our gardening expert, was talking about those darn animals that get in there and take bites out of our tomatoes just at the right time. He says you need to pick them and bring them indoors to ripen inside before those animals can get them, because
they seem to be able to anticipate the exact day that that thing is going to be perfectly ripe so that you pick it. They're going to get it the night before. So you get it before they do. A vine's dying back. That's a problem as well this year, because we did have some wet weather early. Then we've had some dry weather and more wet weather. There are several diseases, a couple of foliar diseases, septoria leaf spot, early blight, late blight. These are things that you can't do anything about at this time of year. Actually, the best thing to do is make sure when you buy varieties next year that you get varieties that are resistant to septoria leaf spot, bacterial leaf spot, and the blights and so forth. The nearly ripe fruit, bring it indoors, put it in a warm place, and it will ripen very nicely. If you have quite a bit of green fruit there, you can make green fried tomatoes, and I like those things, but most people will try to get them to ripen. You do this by wrapping them in newspaper and setting them in a cool place indoors, and they'll begin to ripen over a period of several weeks. Check regularly, and when they begin to get pink ripe, bring them in to a warm place. They will ripen for you, and they'll be usable just as good as can be. Summer squash, they're still producing very nicely. And if any of you have zucchini, you know what I'm talking about. They're late this year, but there's a lot of it. You need to keep picking it when it's the right size. Don't let them get in the baseball bats unless you like the stuffed ones. And the winter squash, too. Acorn and butternut can be picked before they're fully hardened. Pumpkins and some of the bigger winter squash need to be hard enough, off enough, that your thumbnail won't break the skin if you try to scratch it. When they're that hard, you can pick them. They will store very nicely that way. In fact, some of these will store through most of the winter, and you can use them through the entire period.
Oh, I do love fried green tomatoes, but I suppose there is a limited number of times that you can enjoy fried green tomatoes. Tomorrow, Jim, we'll get into root crops and what we ought to be doing with those at this time of year. Either pull them out or leave them, depending on the variety. And we'll hear about that tomorrow, back after this.
Kiesecker Agribusiness is seeking a flexible, reliable person to drive semis or grain carts during harvest. Hours 8 a.m. through evening. Morning duties include helping grease and fuel equipment for the day, hauling crops of corn, soybeans, and grain sorghum. Kiesecker Agribusiness is family-owned and operated with approximately 5,000 acres in Washington County. Again, seeking a flexible, reliable person to drive semis or grain carts during harvest, call Skyler at 325-3134. That's Skyler at 325-3134.
I thank you for taking time to listen today, and also remember that if you eat, you are involved in agriculture. Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine, a few lingering clouds, 70 this morning with a light south wind. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 20 black moldy steers nevers weighing 575 to 7. 25 black steers nevers, 575 to 7. 25 black moldy steers nevers off grass, 575 to 7 and a quarter. 60 black steers nevers off grass, 6 to 750. 23 black moldy steers nevers, 750 to 8. 50 black yearling steers off grass, 8 and a quarter to 850. And 64 black yearling steers off grass weigh 8 to 8 and a quarter. Coal cow start time, 11 a.m. Reminder from Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Mark Hanna hit an RBI double with two outs in the 11th, and the Oakland A's edged the Kansas City Royals 1-0 to hold their lead atop the AL wildcard race. The Athletics, who have won 7 of 8, began the day 2 games ahead of Tampa Bay for the top wildcard spot. Cleveland was a half game behind the Rays. Starters Homer Bailey of the A's and Danny Duffy of the Royals each pitched 7 sharp innings. Pro Bowl left tackle Eric Fisher is headed to Philadelphia to have surgery on his injured groin, leaving the Kansas City Chiefs without their blindside protector for Patrick Mahomes for the foreseeable future. Fisher hurt his groin in practice last Friday but tried to play Sunday in Oakland. He only lasted a few plays before Cam Irving replaced him, and Fisher underwent additional testing when he returned to Kansas City. Mid-America Network Sports.
Here's a recap of area volleyball results this week. Several teams participated in tournaments this past weekend, and here's a look at how they did. Valley Heights won the Riley County invite. They went 2-1 in pool play, falling to Chapman, but got payback in the finals, defeating Chapman in 3 sets. Frankfort finished 2nd in their own invitational over the weekend. Jackson Heights won that tournament. Wetmore finished 3rd, Washington County 4th, Donovan West 5th, and Onega 6th. Lynn finished 2nd in the Southern Cloud tournament, falling to Thunder Ridge in the final. Hanover placed 3rd, while St. John's Tipton finished 4th, and Blue Valley Randolph placed 5th. On Tuesday, Frankfort and Hanover competed in a triangular at Donovan West. Frankfort defeated both Hanover and D West, and Hanover also beat Donovan West. Lynn hosted a triangular with Centralia and Washington County. Centralia won both of those matches, and Washington County defeated host Lynn. Also on Tuesday, Valley Heights won all 3 games at the Blue Valley Randolph Quad. They defeated Clifton Clyde, Onega, and Blue Valley Randolph. Axtell lost both games in the Troy Triangular, falling to Troy and Wetmore. And Marysville lost both of their matches in the St. Mary's Triangular against St. Mary's and Waubonsie. This weekend, Centralia will compete in the Hiawatha Invitational. Axtell will host their own tournament that includes Frankfort, Lynn, Valley Heights, and Wetmore. And Hanover will compete in the Republic County Invitational. And that's a recap of area volleyball results this week.
Friday night football excitement, and our coverage begins with a K-Preps pregame show at 6, a comprehensive look at games all across the Sunflower State, followed by our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30 ahead of a 6:45 pregame. For our broadcast features, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and our Friday feature game, Washington County hosting Valley Falls, live on FM 95.5. All of our games on air, online, and on our mobile app.
John Keats composed his ode to autumn on this day 200 years ago, but you'll likely hear much less refined language celebrated today. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 19th, the 262nd day of the year. Late night host Jimmy Fallon celebrates a birthday, and today is designated as Talk Like a Pirate Day. In reality, that could be just about any day, as much of our language has its origins in nautical history. A sailor's meals were typically just bread and drink, but on rare occasions, when there was enough to be served on a tray, it was known as a square meal. Because sick bay was below decks, those who were ill were under the weather. They'd first have to go down the hatch.